Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel, speaking about the Russo-Ukrainian war. Now, President Donald J. Trump, he recently, it's about the 15th of this month, issued his 50-day ultimatum to President Vladimirovich Putin, saying he had to have a ceasefire, not end the war permanently, simply a ceasefire within 50 days, or there'll be, he said, very severe tariffs, is about 100%. Now, there's so little trade with Russia that this would have a minimal effect. What would really impact Russia is secondary sanctions on countries which are purchasing Russian oil, gas and coal, particularly India and China. And that really would reduce Russian hydrocarbon exports drastically, which are responsible for at least 30% of the economy. What else they export? Timber, a little bit of food, some metals, precious, non-precious, things like that. Almost nothing in terms of financial services, you know, airline services, not very much. So that really would put the frightness on them. So and even if Trump carries through this threat, unlikely, Russia's got time to prepare for it. And obviously, they've managed to evade some of the sanctions by their dark fleet of ships. And I don't know how they've got away with that, because everybody knows about their tankers, which are delivering oil across the world, switching off their like geolocation systems and things like that. But people still identify them, and no action is taken. And obviously, sanctioning countries control most of the world's insurance market, and to sail in international waters, ships are required to have insurance. So I'm not sure they're doing it without insurance. They're getting insurance from other countries, which are not sanctioning. And I don't know what the law on this one, the international law, to see, can these ships be seized at sea if they don't have insurance, and so on. And there's obviously a matter of time before there's an accident and a big oil slick and no insurance to pay for it. And who's going to pick up the bill? It's going to be the international community. So it is shameful. And so this is rather feeble of Trump. Yes, he's pathetic. So even he finally did something, because he was being made a fool of by Putin. Now, obviously, Trump's got those very major psychological flaws. It's very, very easy to manipulate him. And Putin is a past master of doing this, especially as a trained intelligence officer. So all he needs to do is to lard on the flattery with a trowel and try and say that they went through things together, that they're on the same side, and the same enemies, empathize with him. You and me, we're buddies, we're a team, we're going to do this together. I want to help you. Could you please help me? And so on. And Trump falls for that. And that shows how thick he is. And not just in an academic sense. Someone could not be intelligent in the scholarly sense, but could have street smarts. Oh, Trump, the great businessman. No, he's not. He's gone bankrupt four times. He's lost billions and billions of dollars, despite inheriting $250 million in the early 1970s. $250 million then, as I goodness, I don't know how many billions today. He's had every conceivable advantage and managed to screw up just so much. Just his insight is that endless lying is something he can get away with, and he has to this day. So it's very feeble what Trump has been doing. Now, I mean, I do agree that you'd have to give some kind of warning, 5 or 10 days or something, because it's just unrealistic to say you've got to do it within 24 hours. Oh, yeah. Remember how Trump was going to end the war in 24 hours? Well, ha, ha, ha. Here we are over 6 months later, and it's nowhere near happening. Yet another stupid lie. Anybody could have told him that was totally impracticable, like he would totally defeated ISIS, or totally defeated, I don't know, the Taliban, things he never, ever came anywhere near achieving. So Putin still thinks things are going his way. In terms of recruiting soldiers, almost certainly he's recruiting about 10,000 more per month than they're losing in casualties. So the Russian army is growing, even if only a little. They're making minimal progress. Their summer offensive, we actually hardly even hear about that, because they're making so little progress. And I think that the Ukrainians still turn a tiny bit of Kursk. There's Pokrovsk that the Russians were going to take months ago. Like I'm saying, about 4 months ago. I can't believe that the Ukrainians have held on. Putin is completely inhumane. As a Russian-British friend of mine said, in Russia, human life has no value whatsoever, even Russian lives. Certainly not to Putin, it doesn't. And Putin screwed up in other ways. Police racism and brutality, against guest workers, including from so-called brotherly former Soviet countries, has led to a diplomatic rift. So a raid on a place where Azerbaijani people were working in Russia, maybe they were there legally, was so violent, two of the men were killed by the police. Now, the Azerbaijanis have not taken well to this, and they cancelled some festival of Russian culture. So, and actually, even Armenia and Azerbaijan are looking at some sort of reconciliation because they've both fallen out with Russia. Although that might be unwise from Armenia's perspective, because nobody else is going to come to their aid. They bought Iran. The Iranians got their hands full, trying not to get bombed again by the United States and Israel, thinking there might be a revolution, and they've got very little money to help. Georgia is increasingly cordial with Russia, so they're not going to help the Armenians too much if that would arouse the displeasure of Moscow. Turkey and Azerbaijan are virtually the same nation. So the Azerbaijanis could fuzz, lull Armenia to full sense of security and then attack, and there'd be nobody to sell them any weapons or anything like that. It's very weak what he's doing. And so many more civilians are being killed all the time. About 230 were killed in June, Ukrainian civilians in June, because of these increasing drone and missile strikes. But at least Patriot air defense batteries are being kept. And then Putin even said that Ukraine shouldn't attack Moscow. Well, why not? In that Russia attacks Kyiv almost every day now. The thing is, the Patriots, they're very, very expensive, these missiles. They're $1 million a pop. The thing is to destroy the system that fires the missiles and the drones, get the drone factories and so on. And for the sake of one missile, you can take out many more. And so he's discouraging that. Obviously, Ukrainians are not held back from that. Patriots and air defense system is to shoot down incoming missiles, is not to be firing at whatever ground targets. Goodness. And I think Ukraine's strategy in some ways has been foolish, as in these drones to buzz all these Moscow airports, which causes flights to be cancelled for hours. Now, the drones have never destroyed a plane on the ground or in the air, and I don't want them to. They're civilian passenger planes, or killed anybody in the ground, because they're almost all civilians at these airports. We don't want that to happen, especially I don't want Russian civilians to be killed. But if non-Russian civilians were killed, that would be even worse for Ukraine's reputation. So all that causes some irritation. I don't think it particularly demoralizes the Russian population. I know it brings home to them that there is a cost to this war, and the war is not far away. But if all those drones were used against Russian military targets, maybe that would be more helpful to the Ukrainian war effort. So negotiations ongoing again, but Putin has no intention of doing this. He thinks that time is on his side. Some cracks in the European Union. Obviously, Trump is so erratic, he could cut off military aid again at any point, and intelligence sharing. There's no telling what's going to do. He could die in office. JD Vance could come in, and he's probably even less sympathetic to Ukraine than Trump is. So goodness, there's obviously worrying from a Ukrainian perspective, and that's why Putin thinks at some point Ukraine will crack. He's not looking like happening right now. Okay, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.